Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Hi, Miss Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. So you want to send me the return label from you guys, and then I'll just package it up and send them back?
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll get that quote for you to let you know how much it'll end up being. Did you end up selling one with the – I know you were comparing the online stone, weren't you?
Oh, they were supposed to.
Uh-oh, what happened?
But the last email I got from them after I – they knew I was getting them for them to come look at, then the last one I got back – a couple of days ago said, no, we are not planning to compare them in person. We decided we are going to buy a vintage ring. So I don't think we're going to be doing any custom work at all.
So no one
after they had me come in here. After they had me come in here and have CAD cams and all kinds of stuff worked up for them. They just decided they just weren't coming back. So
frustrating. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's how it works. That's how
it
people
is.
Do you.
It is. At least it sounds like they didn't go with the online company at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. So, and I told them, I said, you know, I emailed them back. I said, you know, buying them vintage rings, it sounds cool and all. I said, just be careful.
Right.
I said, you probably don't know what you're looking at. And I said, you buy some antique ring that you think looks super cool, and it could have been repaired 13 times in the past over the last 85 years and be... all held together with who knows what kind of solder, and then somebody goes to size it or do something on it, and half the ring melts down.
True.
You know?
Yep. Or it's even a swapped out stone.
It could be that, or it could be fracture filled. They would have no idea.
That's true,
or
especially since those were big back then.
It could have been in a hot tub half the year forever, and it could be all brittle and crappy and... So it is what it is. They're going to get what they get, and then they're going to come back in here and want me to fix all of it, and I'm going to tell them I don't want to work on it. So.
Right.
So I wish I could just keep at least one of these diamonds, but I just don't have $3,000 laying around just to buy one yet.
Right.
So
gotcha.
I'm getting ready to get hit with all of my post-dated checks that these 19 gold wholesalers that came in here before Christmas got me to buy all. You know, you're going to have a great Christmas. Buy a bunch of jewelry. Oh, and then nobody comes in at Christmas, you know.
Right.
So.
I gotcha.
Here's what it
I
is.
Get it.
So
I
give
get
me
it.
A quote.
Yep, I'll get a quote. Now, would you need a FedEx pickup, or would you be able to drop it to an actual FedEx store? Unfortunately, our insurance doesn't approve, like, a Walgreens drop-off or just the boxes. It would have to be an actual FedEx.
I don't know. Probably if there's FedEx in the building here every day. And, well, there's actually a FedEx. Yeah, like you said, I can't drop it in a FedEx drop box. There's actually a FedEx drop box like 5 seconds from my store in the hallway.
I know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, insurance doesn't approve it because it doesn't get scanned right away, and it leaves opportunity for it to, like, get stolen out of that box, you know.
Well, there's FedEx in this building every day, literally.
Okay, so
I'll
for a pickup. So I just want to know so I know what to tell them so they can get an idea if it's a pickup or not. And then just to kind of give you a heads up, our insurance requires a box inside of a box. So make sure when you're packaging, and it's all brand new boxes. So that way, because if you reuse a box, they end up, like, our insurance gets voided because they end up thinking maybe somebody opened the box and it got retaped in the shipping, you know. So that's the only thing. It could be, honestly, I've had people use a UPS box if that's all they had, or USPS. As long as it has a FedEx label on it, it works. And
I think I've got USPS boxes at my house.
Perfect. And then just make sure it's thoroughly taped up, you know what I mean, so that way it's secure. But when I send over the label, they'll have instructions with it anyways. But I'll get a quote here for you, and then I'll call you back here and let you know what it is, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.